John Anderson has definitely turned us on to like the really heady stuff.
Reverberation Vinyl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Reverberation Vinyl.
Yeah, he's a huge psych rock dude.
Yeah, he's Dr. John. That's the dude right there. He's like our spiritual advisor.
When I hear that term, that brings me back to the 60s. I'm of a certain age, so I'm thinking the late 1960s bands. You guys are much younger. But those were turbulent times back then, which the music was sort of a reflection of that. A lot of people say we're sort of in turbulent times right now.
I would agree.
Is there a parallel to the kind of music you're playing and the times we're in? Are they correlated at all?
I agree with you. I think we are in emotional, turbulent times. There's definitely, I feel like, a big blossoming like creativity that's going to come from all of this tension. I'm glad that people are getting in touch with emotions. There is a lot at stake right now, it seems, with the healthcare and things like that.
I've always liked music as a vessel for changing people's minds, and my goal as a musician with this band is just to like change people's minds about things.
What are you trying? I'm talking to Aaron right now. What are you trying to change people's minds to? Musically or
anything and everything?
Socially?
I guess anything and everything. It picks up. Sometimes bands, you know, they become more than just the music.
Well, what does the music do to change people? How does the psych rock that you're playing?
Well, we definitely like to have not such structured jams. Like, there's got to be like a rhythm, but we like to get a little bit free with it. Drummer Travis, awesome. He's just great at changing up like the rhythms, and like I really feel like he keeps it ascending and constantly going to new places. And I really like it when music, whether lyrically or not, but just like sonically, can like invoke feelings in people. And people assume like you're just like taking drugs and playing music when they hear psych rock, but to me the music itself is the alteration. You don't need anything else with it necessarily. Seeing a lot of psychedelic music, it got me like really thinking like there is no really like one template for what is psychedelic, because like you got stuff that's like really just like ambient, just like pulses, and like stuff that just sounds nice chiming in your ear, and that can really make you feel something. And sometimes it's
like Shigeto as an example. I just want to
Or just like,
well, if you go back to the 60s, some people are calling Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys kind of psych rock,
yeah,
almost.
And like,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
and that's like exactly what I'm saying. It's just like, is it the fact that it just has all the random like little like whistles, dings and bells like in the background, like echoing in your ear, like is that what makes it psychedelic? Or is it like the composition of the song? Is it like the instruments that they use? It can be all over the place. I've seen people do psychedelic music with a harp. Obviously, I've always found like psychedelic feelings in sitar and tablas,
sure,
and stuff like that.
You guys haven't incorporated that yet, I take it.
No sitar, but hey, I would love to throw on a sitar.
And so, like, the fact that psychedelic music can't really like be one cookie cutter thing has like really always spoken to my liking of how similarities between different things people create, like. There's a lot of like free jazz elements in psychedelic music, and then you can get into like filthy, like almost like proto punk, like fuzzed out stuff,
or even doom metal. I think lately, just real heavy, slow,
sludged out,
doomy,
resonating
like
riffs,
heavy riffs. That gets me in that place as much as like the first Dr. John album, you know, Night Tripper, Gree Gree. That is a favorite. I keep it in my room.
The name, Gay Neighbors. Was it intentionally provocative? Are you just trying to make a statement, or was it just some drunken stupor late on a Saturday night and you guys are stuck with it?
The name.
This is Aesop right talking now.
I guess it's more so an extension of our attitudes, maybe our approach towards the music, in the sense that I've always been a fan of bands that had an element of humor or an element of randomness, or that was disassociated from the music itself. Like, a band I really like is the Mothers of Invention.
Okay.
And their name sort of has that one-off sort of feeling.
Well, when did you come up with the name?
Probably 2013. Originally, the band was just the three members, me, Aesop, and Dylan. We all lived like a block away from each other, and Dylan would come over to my place, and Aesop would come over to my place, and we'd jam, kind of form the band, and we were in super close proximity to, like, college kid apartments, and we were, like, the only house tucked away on Mulberry Street, and so our music would just be super loud, and we kind of lived next to some
kids who would throw parties and just sort of be,
disrespectful, kind of like...
They didn't like what you were laying down?
They didn't like what we were laying down, but they...
Sometimes people would be looking in the windows and stuff. I think it was a mixed bag, but...
I got my window kicked in one time. I don't know if it was any relation to the noise or not, but...
While the band was rehearsing? Or...
No, I was just chilling by myself at home, and all of a sudden my window goes flying in, and I'm just, like, by myself at home, just, like, only wearing some, like, gym shorts, and, like, my first reaction is to find out who did it, so I just chase this dude down, and it may have been the dude, but some dude got tackled. It was confusing. It was a whole confusing situation. I felt like a monster when I came to terms with everything, and I was like, what just happened? It was quite the scenario. But I guess, for lack of a better word, you could call them bro-ish figures that we were living next to. But
yeah, and, I don't know. They're like frat boys who didn't have a frat house.
Yeah, throwing...
And so to them, we were, I guess, the gay neighbors.
Congratulations on the album Primordial. It's a wonderful release.
Well, thank you.
Did it come out the way you wanted it to? Is this your vision, how it came out, or came out a little bit differently?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was pretty good. I would have liked to redo some vocals on it.
Well, let me ask you about the vocals, Aesop. They're very buried on the album. You know, they're definitely way down in the mix. That is intentional?
I like the washed out vocals.
I mean, they're kind of vague. They really make you kind of really listen.
Yeah, I guess it helps with that, the gets people deeper into the music, but I think it's a good tactic. I'd like the next record to have a little bit more dictation.
Okay, the vocals a little more out front.
Yeah, I'd like it to be more. I'd like to have something people could repeat, some people could sing along to.
Well, there's a theme through the album of escape and murkiness and things like that. How do you guys look at how you grew up and what you're dealing with today as young adults, maybe even looking back to what someone my age was growing up, and you see what we had compared to what you had? Or do you look at things at all that way? Do you make comparisons, or do you go, gosh, why can't we have this? Or
yeah, I mean, I certainly long for simpler time. Or maybe it was more complex. I don't know. I think that we're definitely, like, techno-infused, you know?
And I think people assume too many things about the past. And they weren't there. They can't actually speak for it.
I would agree with that, too.
How do you view your opportunities that you have right now, whether they're musical or just professional in general, or how you live your life?
School and education, I totally understand the importance of it and, like, gaining knowledge. But I feel like a lot of kids my age... or I guess adults, are very disillusioned with that type of notion. I know a lot of people who have, like, gone to college, gotten a major, and it's hard to get a job with that stuff now, and a lot of people are just falling back to like living at home with their parents and all that stuff. And I definitely, people feel like their dreams aren't as achievable. Playing with the band and just doing music, that to me has brought me fulfillment.
You know, it's great to hear guys your age talking about albums like that. It's kind of heartening to see that those aren't going away. You guys are keeping that stuff alive, because a lot of those folks are dying off now. You got to keep that stuff alive.
Yeah, and it's there's a lot of squares out there who are getting hold of that stuff and trying to sell it for like way more than it's worth. You know, and that's really what we gotta look out for, those record flippers, man. There's real collectors out there in this world still.
Well, Aesop Adams, Aaron Dooley, Gay Neighbors is the band. Thank you for coming in and talking about the new album and a bunch of other stuff that we got into. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. Thanks for having us.